Welcome to Day of Destiny with Dr. Michelle Correll, author, prophetic teacher, and pastor of Breath of the Spirit Prophetic Word Center. Dr. Correll can be seen weekly, nationwide, and around the world on her weekly telecasts that air on God TV, Impact, and Word Network. Now, let's join Dr. Correll by experiencing Day of Destiny, designed with your highest destiny in mind. Now, here is Dr. Correll.
The world is changing faster than we can comprehend. And this is another reason why we need to be in prayer and fasting before Rosh Hashanah. We cannot sit back and think that it is coincidence that God, on April the 8th, on Rosh Kodesh Nisan, gave the super miraculous manifestation of the solar eclipse, and that is just coincidence. It's not coincidence that within a week, Iran launched all of those missiles, over 300 missiles and drones, to Israel, and supernaturally, by his mercy and grace, intercepted them. But I want you to know, at this very moment, Israel is being absolutely bombarded by Hezbollah. And it's our responsibility as people of God to be on our faces to pray. Do you know why? There is another sign that's going to appear in the heavens, and that is going to be on Rosh Hashanah. And if you think that that's a coincidence, then you're wrong. It is not a coincidence, saints. It is not a coincidence that there is a solar eclipse on Rosh Kodesh Nisan and a solar eclipse on Rosh Hashanah. I have never heard in all my life studying the solar eclipses and the blood moons that are on the biblical feasts and that come in patterns. I have never heard of a solar eclipse on Rosh Hashanah and a solar eclipse on Rosh Kodesh Nisan. These are both very important dates on the biblical calendar. Rosh Kodesh Nisan is the beginning of months on the calendar, and Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the year on the calendar. Are you hearing me, saints? Let's look just for a moment at the meaning of Rosh Hashanah. I want us to go to Psalms 3, verse 3. And Psalms 3, verse 3 says, "For thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You are my glory. You are the lifter of my head." Oh, praise God. You are the lifter of my head. And the Bible says, hallelujah, the lifter of your head is one of the meanings of Rosh Hashanah, because it is the head of the year. This is the time God makes us the head and not the tail. Are you understanding? Deuteronomy 28, verse 13 says, "The Lord your God says to you that you will be the head and not the tail. You will be above only and not beneath." And so, for us to be able to understand what it means when the Bible says you are the lifter of my head, beloved saints, being the lifter of your head is actually a euphemistic phrase. It is a idiomatic phrase that was used since ancient biblical times, and it means to restore one person or restore a person that lost a position or that lost honor, to restore them back to their original position. There are some of us in this place that over the past few years, we have been under so much spiritual warfare and so much attack that we feel like we have lost our position and lost our place. But Rosh Hashanah is the time that as we come into the new year prepared, as we come into the year prostrate before God, this is the time that he is the lifter of our head. Do you understand this, saint? And so in order for us to be able to understand what it means for God to be the lifter of your head, it means that God wants to restore you back to the place that you were prior to the trial or tribulation or testing that moved you out. How many people in this house tonight are believing God to be the lifter of your head? Hallelujah. This is why the Bible says, dear child of God, if you look at Psalm 27 and Psalm 3 are both prayers about lifting of the head. And these are prayers that are read on Rosh Hashanah. Are you with me? The Bible says in Psalm 27, verse 6, and now shall my head, hallelujah, and now shall my enemies be lifted up round about me, because you are the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. Let me just read that to you from the scripture, beloved saints, so that we know what God is saying to us tonight. Hallelujah. As we are preparing ourselves for this great and glorious feast that God has for us, this is not a time for apathy. This is not a time for passivity. This is not a time to perceive it as ordinary time. I'm going to tell you, beloved saints, this morning the Holy Spirit spoke to us and had many of us pray that the words that are coming to us in this season, that we would not allow the birds of the air to take it away from us. That we would not allow stony ground in our heart to rob us from the word. That we would not allow the cares of this world to rob us from this Rosh Hashanah by putting our mind so much that thorny ground, that the word that's coming forth right now would not fall on thorny ground, because we're so caught up in the cares of this life that we're going to let Rosh Hashanah pass us by, that we're going to let this powerful season that God has ordained to turn our life around pass us by, because we're so distracted by nonsense. Somebody ought to put your hands up right now and say, I'm not going to be distracted. I'm not going to let the enemy take my word. I'm not going to let the enemy rob me of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I'm not going to let the enemy rob me of the high holy days. Come on, saints, give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. And this is what Psalm 27 says. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy, and I will sing praises unto the Lord. Are you hearing me, saints? Do you understand these wonderful, powerful, glorious promises that God is giving to us during Rosh Hashanah? And so we see that he is the lifter of our head. He's lifting us and restoring us back to our position. Anybody here today that has been through a battle that says, Lord, I don't even feel like myself anymore. Lord, I've been in such a battle that I can't even touch what it seems like was the destiny that you have for me. God wants to release you from that during Rosh Hashanah. God wants to restore you back to the place. Hallelujah. He wants to be the lifter of your head. That is why Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Somebody ought to say head of the year. Oh, glory to God. Let us look just for a moment at what David says. Hallelujah. About the head. Looking at Psalm 18, verse 43, the Bible says, you have delivered me from the strivings of the people, and you have made me the head of the heathen. Hallelujah. God wants to make you rise up above your situation, above your enemies. Your enemies may not be physical. Your enemies may be spiritual. Are you hearing me? Spiritual enemies that want to rob you of God's best. Spiritual enemies called disappointment. Spiritual enemies that want to make you feel like a failure. spiritual enemies that say you're never going to rise up again. I've got a word for the enemy. This is Rosh Hashanah, and he's the lifter of our heads. That means no weapon that is formed against God's people is going to prosper. That means, hallelujah, you are going to be the head and not the tail. That means this is a time of justification and a time, hallelujah, of God's validation over your life. He is the just judge, and he is gonna judge your case. I hope you're hearing me, saints. Somebody ought to give God the praise and give God the glory in this house. What does it mean for God to be the lifter of your head? Psalm 23, verse 5, David said, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head." This is a time for heads to be anointed. Are you hearing me? "You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Let us just explain what this is all about. Because you see, the head and the concept of Rosh Hashanah, head of the year, God being the lifter of your head, God lifting up your head above your enemies round about you, God anointing your head with oil. Hallelujah. Somebody's got to praise the Lord. That also, this is a time of Malkiyot. There are three words that define Rosh Hashanah. Malkiyot, say it with me, Malkiyot, Zikronot, and Shofarot. Zikronot means this is a time God remembers us. And I want you to know what Malkiyot looks like. Malkiyot looks like not only taking upon yourselves the yoke of the kingdom of God. And this is what's going to be happening Thursday night in Riverside. Thursday night in Riverside, there is going to be a service called Tashlik. And Tashlik is a time that not only do we cast all of our heavy burdens behind us so we can go into the new year free, hallelujah, but Tashlik is also a time of Malkiyot. It is a time, I want you to know, that the kings in Judah were anointed by the river Gihon. And the river Gihon represents royalty. It represents victory. And I want you to understand something, that the Bible shows us what Malkiyot looks like. And if we look just for a moment, beloved saints, and understand it, let's go for a moment to 1 Chronicles chapter 20. Are you with me today, saints? Are you ready for your breakthrough? Somebody ought to say, "I'm getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, and I'm not going to be denied." Now, I want you to hear this specifically. 1 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1, but the secret is in verse 2. The Bible says, "And it came to pass after the year was expired." So that means if the year was expired, that means as soon as the year ends, this narrative begins in Rosh Hashanah. Are you hearing me? After the year was expired, it is speaking about the year ending, and now the events that are being told to us in the narrative are events that are going to be taking place on Rosh Hashanah. Are you hearing me? This is a word for you and your victory over the enemy. This is a word for you in victory in the battle. Hallelujah. I need a shofar. I need some shofars in this place today. Be ready to blow it when the Lord says it. Hallelujah. We need a shofar to blast at this moment. We need to have it ready to go. Oh, babasha karabasanda. Yeah, just go, 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 go. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. That is victory in the house. Victory in the house. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. We give you praise and we give you glory. Just shout the victory. Now watch this. The Bible says, and it came to pass that after the year was expired. Oh, that means, dear saints, Elul 29 is over and the time that is being spoken of is Rosh Hashanah. It says, at the time the kings go out to battle. I want you to know something. You're going to be anointed like a king going out to battle on Rosh Hashanah. Somebody ought to praise God because the victory is going to be given to you through the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and Joab led forth the power of the army and wasted the country of the children of Ammon. And came and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried at Jerusalem. And Joab smote Rabbah and destroyed it. And David, now watch this. I want you to hear this. Because this is what we are believing God is going to happen in your life. We are believing God that you are going to take the crown that the enemy is wearing, that you are going to take the rulership out of the hands of the enemy. Oh, somebody ought to praise God. That's what Malchiot is. Malchiot is ruling over the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Watch this. And David took the crown of their king from off his head. I want you to say, I'm going to take the rulership off the head of the enemy. Come on. I don't see God's people excited about the biblical feast. I don't see God's people excited about what's about to happen. And divine providence is going to help you take the crown off the enemy's head. Somebody ought to praise the Lord. The Bible says, watch this. And David took the crown of their king from off his head and found it to weigh a talent of gold. And there were precious stones in it. And it was set upon David's head. Notice head is mentioned twice. Turn to your neighbor and say, that's what it means to be the head. To take the crown, the rulership, the ruling dominion, wicked spirits in heaven and high places. To take the crown and to take it away from the enemy. To strip him of his power. To strip him of his rulership. Somebody ought to praise the Lord and say, I'm getting ready for Rosh Hashanah this year.
Thank you for joining us today on Day of Destiny. We invite you to our website at mydayofdestiny.com, where you can easily access other podcasts and obtain your copy of Dr. Corral's latest book, Secrets of the Anointing. Also, we want to take this moment to invite you to engage in extending your hand of kindness by planting your seed or offering for multitudes that include orphans, providing water wells, providing medical supplies, clinics, feeding programs, and many other services to the suffering church, and through efforts of evangelism worldwide. Just go to our website and click the donate button, or text to give. Text HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D, to 7797. That's HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D, to 7797. You are also invited to visit Dr. Michelle Corral Facebook or Instagram. We look forward to having you encounter the anointing with us on our next Day of Destiny podcast.